This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Hopes for a first wave of coronavirus vaccinations before the end of 2020 received a boost as another drug maker says it's ready to ask U.S. and European regulators use of its COVID-19 vaccine. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
Moderna is asking regulators to allow emergency use of its vaccine as new study results confirm the tests offer strong protection. Moderna's vaccine has been created with the National Institutes of Health. Results from over the weekend suggest the vaccine is more than 94% effective. Moderna says the shot's effectiveness and a good safety record so far, with only temporary flu-like side effects, mean the vaccine meets the requirements set by the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use before the final stage testing is complete. I'm Mike Hempen.
Monday, Hong Kong reimposed social distancing measures at some of their strictest levels in the city since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, as authorities gave a fourth wave of infections. The financial hub has maintained bans on large group gatherings for much of the year and has shuttered various industries when cases have spiked. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is continuing a push toward diversity as he rolls out more administration appointments. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Biden's announcing his senior economic team, highlighted by former Fed Chair Janet Yellen, who would be the nation's first female Treasury Secretary. He's also tapping Neera Tanden to lead the Office of Management and Budget. She would be the first woman of color in that post, as would Cecilia Rouse, atop the White House's Council of Economic Advisors. Biden's picked her to chair the council. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more information on the presidential transition in the United States, please go to voanews.com. This is